And here we are on Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. We are going to shift gears for just a little bit and talk with our astronomical and astrological assignment editor, AAA editor, Beth McDonald of BethMcDonaldConsulting.com. And we have not only, this is the last weekend before Christmas, but it is also, we are fast approaching, even faster than Christmas, the winter solstice, when on that day we have, it's funny how people phrase it this way, it's the shortest day of the year. No, it's the day on which we have the least amount of sunshine. But it is also a rather auspicious day because it is that moment, is that day in time when we get to that line where now we start, the pendulum starts swinging back the other way.
Towards the light.
Towards the light and towards new birth and growth and prosperity and abundance and a lot of good things. We don't have to wait for that. So let's talk a little bit about the solstice, which also happens to be my anniversary.
Well, congratulations.
So I'm very happy about that. Thank you. 9 years.
Well done.
I remember. So tell us a little bit about your observations on this coming Wednesday.
Well, you know, it's kind of two things. One of them is when the sun moves from the sign of Sagittarius into the sign of Capricorn. And, you know, Sagittarius is kind of the fun party sign. It's enlightenment. It's the visionary. It's when you're kind of gathering all the last of your hopes and dreams and pulling them all together. Mm-hmm. And then when things move into Capricorn, you can begin to make them manifest. You can begin to pull all those seeds together and begin to figure out how you're going to plant them. You know, it's literally the end of It's the heart of the winter. It's the time when you can now begin mm-hmm. the new harvest cycle.
This is sort of like those transition points that
yes.
that have been shared with me, whether it be a new moon or a full moon,
right?
A birthday. Matter of fact, it was shared with me that anything that you really feel urgent about as far as completing, you need to complete before your birthday or New Year's Day. But this is more of a celestial transit point.
Right. Before we had the Gregorian calendar with New Year's Day being on January 1st, you know, in Europe and a lot of the cultures of the, you know, the Western Hemisphere, mm-hmm. the Northern Hemisphere, you know, this was, you know, the equivalent of New Year's in a lot of ways.
Right.
Because you could literally begin.
Right. Well, and unfortunately, beginning is a wonderful thing. However, we are coming to the end of this segment.
Yes.
We will have you back on the 24th, Christmas
yeah,
Eve.
Yeah, Christmas Eve.
And we will talk more about this, as well as New Year's Eve, which also will be a real fun conversation to kind of follow up on what we're talking about and laying the groundwork here
yeah.
as far as the winter solstice that's coming up Wednesday. Is there a specific time?
Yes.
And if you have that real quick.
I have that at 9:30 p.m. Pacific time.
Great. Call Beth McDonald, 963-0842.